Of course, the weather is the picture of perfection on the 4th of July. The clouds have gone from dark gray smudges to wispy white paint strokes on a blue canvas. Mother Nature is such a tease. And I am a mortal creature, subject to her whims. I can't complain. How can I, when Stephanie's family is throwing a backyard pool party? If an ice cream bar with 10 different flavors and limitless toppings doesn't impress, behold the pizza truck. You can build your own pie and have it baked on the spot. Esther's demolishing her second one while chilling in a hammock, skirting the woods that run behind the neighborhood. Stephanie and I have more of an appetite for adrenaline. We're jumping off the diving board and plunging cannonball style into the pool, competing for the biggest splash. Guess who I saw the other day? Stephanie says, as I break through the surface of the water and come up for air. There's a split second of panic where I think she means kite. But then, Kelly. I bumped into her at the bookstore and we chatted for a bit. Okay, and? You two would have made a cute couple. Last I checked, you were surprised she even asked me out, I say, climbing out to sit on the concrete edge of the pool and soak in the afternoon sun. Even if Kelly and I had started dating, she's bound for Amherst in the fall, in Massachusetts. May I remind you that long-distance relationships are a thing? Stephanie joins me on the edge and dries herself off with a towel. And long distance isn't my thing, I retort, swinging my legs and drawing circles in the pool with my feet. I'm sure Kelly will have no problems finding herself a girlfriend at Amherst, one who deserves her. And who will you find? Stephanie asks coyly. Myself? Duh. Isn't that what college is all about? I'm joking, but instead of playing along, Stephanie drapes her arms around me and rocks me back and forth. I find her sudden affection suspicious. What is it? Just thought you needed a hug. Everyone could use a hug. My eyes dart across the lawn and land on Esther napping in the hammock. Shall we surprise dear Esther with our love? Stifling our giggles, we each grab a water gun and slip barefoot onto the grass, entering stealth mode as we advance on our target. Esther is sound asleep with her earbuds in, unaware of the water gun I have, positioned a centimeter from her nostrils. I pull the trigger. Esther's eyes fly open. She flings forward and blows her nose, grimacing at what I assume is the stinging sensation of water trickling down the back of her throat. Then Stephanie shoots her in the forehead, then two more times in the chest.
Steph, seriously?
Esther lunges at us, reaching for our guns. The hammock lurches under her, threatening to spit her onto the ground. She stops to steady herself, and by the time she gets to her feet, steam spewing from her ears, Stephanie and I are rolling on the grass, laughing so hard our sides are splitting. It hurts to breathe, and it is the best kind of pain the world has to give. By 8 o'clock, the sky has transformed into a riot of hot pinks and oranges. The chaotic blend, reminiscent of an airbrushed shirt I once commissioned from an artist who misspelled my last name as L-E-E. The smoky apple scent of the barbecue pervades the air and teases my brain into thinking I'm on the brink of starvation. This summer has been feast after feast. I'm torn on whether or not I want it to stop.
What's taking so long?
Esther grumbles under her breath. She and I are on the front lawn, waiting on Stephanie to join us so that we can go to my house, where we can get a better view of the fireworks. Esther impatiently swings an enormous key ring around her forefinger. It's loaded with all sorts of knickknacks: a bunny tail, a tin whistle, a mini photo card of Wayne, and a keychain of the carnival logo, to list a few. Xiaoming designed the logo. Every member came up with a design, and their entire team of managers and assistants voted for their favorite one. The winning logo consists of a white rectangle with a black perimeter. Within the perimeter is a black half moon that connects with the frame at three points, loosely rendering the negative space into a curved K. Ready to go? Stephanie asks, skipping over.
Ready when you are,
Esther says, unlocking her car. Stephanie takes the front passenger seat while I take the back and make friends with a pile of clothes Esther picked up from the dry cleaners earlier today. Seconds later, we're careening through the back streets, avoiding holiday traffic while keeping an eye out for children playing.